This is a bonus episode I've been wanting to do for a while, and that is Amanda's World, Who is Amanda Penny? I have gained quite a following on here, and first of all, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much to all of you guys. The fact that we're about to hit 20,000 listeners is insane. It's insane. Like, my brain can't process it. Like, it's crazy. Like, I never expected 20,000 people to listen to Amanda's World. It's crazy. So today I thought we'd take it back and just talk a little bit about me and just introduce you guys to me. From the bottom of my heart, though, I really do want to say thank you to everybody who chooses to listen to Amanda's World and who chooses to support my podcast. I love you all so much. I have so much love for every single one of you, and I just want to say thank you. Like, I honestly, truly just, like, can't wrap my head around the fact that 20,000 people have listened to me. It's insane. And I really do appreciate it. The person that I am online is the person I am in real life. And I just really appreciate you all for getting to know me for the last 3 years. And this journey is just beginning. So thanks for listening to this little bonus episode. And I'll see you guys for Thursday's upload. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Amanda's World. I've gained so many new listeners on here. And I feel like none of you really know who the host of Amanda's World is. So I thought we'd do an episode called Who is the Host of Amanda's World, aka Amanda Penny. So welcome back to my podcast. I guess to get started, I'll tell you guys a little bit about me. So my name is Amanda. I am 19 years old. I have been doing social media since I was 12, podcasting since I was 16. I started off social media daily vlogging on this girl in my homeroom cell phone, and the rest is just history. A couple years later, I had tried out TikTok, didn't like it. Then before you knew it, I started a podcast, and here we are now with Amanda's World. So I am a full-time college student, just to clarify. I've been a full-time high school student running a podcast. Now I'm a full-time college student running a podcast. I feel like a lot of you don't know, like, my background. I am born and raised in Long Island, New York. I kind of feel like the accent gives it away. I have ADHD and very bad anxiety. I'm very open and honest on here about that. I am a very good talker. Very good at keeping a conversation, one of my gifts, and we have a mixed world. So now a little bit about how I started the podcast. It was quarantine, and it was like 2021, and I needed something to do, and I was with my friend. He's like, the Libra's doing social media. If you don't know who the Libra is, he's the reason I have a following. Shout out to him. But basically, I was like, oh my God. So I was like, what do I do? So I wasn't going to compete with him and do Twitch, YouTube, and TikTok, so I started a podcast. And the rest is just history. And now here we are with the thing that I've fallen in love with. I've honestly fallen in love with podcasting so much. And here we are 19 seasons later and we still have a podcast going. Which is kind of shocking because usually when I start something, I usually stop halfway and just quit. So this is very rare to see this keep going, honestly. Now, a little bit about like my friends, I guess. I have two best friends, the Libra, who I'm not going to name drop because I've never name dropped his identity and I know he'll just be really pissed if I do. So the Libra and then Kelsey Reed are my two best friends from home. Then my best friend upstate here at school is Chloe. Love her, sweetheart. And yeah, that's a little bit about my friends. My friends are absolutely crazy. Love them. They all have really big personalities. And that's what I just love about my friends is that they're bold personalities like me. And they keep me on my toes. And I love just talking to them. And we can't forget about Thea, my friend from online too. So yeah, I love my friends. After I graduated high school, as you know, I had a lot of Northport kids on. I didn't keep in touch with a lot of them. We'll just be real. After I had graduated high school, I was kind of like, who am I keeping in touch with? The only two people that I kept in touch with from my high school is Maddie, Carly, Kelsey, the Libra, Shannon. That's basically it. And then some of my old teachers and stuff. And then I'm making friends up here at school. Now, as you know, I'm a full-time college student. I'm a freshman at SUNY Oswego. I'll be real with you guys. College is so much different than high school. Okay, and I'm like adjusting now much better. I live by myself in a medical single. Probably the best thing to ever happen to me. I love living alone. We have to do a room tour sometime, guys. It's so cool. And otherwise, I just live life to the fullest. Now, some things like about me. I live with my mom, my brother, and my grandmother at home. I have two cats, Daisy and Oliver. My parents are divorced. My dad lives in another town in Long Island. And I see him on occasion. We're not as close as we used to be. We'll just be real. I don't have the best relationship with my dad. But, like, we keep in touch. I haven't seen him in a hot... When was the last time I saw him? I think I saw him in January. Don't really remember. I did see him in January. So, yeah. I'm a very big advocate against with drug and alcohol use, and advocating people to stop drinking and get the help they need and sober up. It's something very big in my life. My dad is a recovering addict. So it's very something very big to me that I love to promote on here. My dad is actually 2 years sober. So that's super exciting. And shout out to his amazing support team of people who have helped my dad get to where he is right now. Oh, you're all amazing. And I'll link some of the resources below to get some help if you need help with that type of stuff. Something else that is very important to my life is pancreatic cancer. When I was in the fifth grade, my family friend Gail had died from pancreatic cancer. And she was the first person in my life who passed away. And I didn't realize like how important it was. Like, she was the first person who genuinely, like, had an impact on my life who had passed. So, she's another person in my life who had a very big impact on me. She was a kind, caring, amazing woman. And like Juice WRLD says, legends never die. She's absolutely a legend. I'm going to link some links to donate to pancreatic cancer below as well, if you want to help me raise some money. March will actually be 7 years? 6 or 7 years since Gail died this upcoming March. So, yeah. Besides that, my grandma, love her. My grandma's an absolute queen, guys. If you guys don't know, I live with my grandma and my mom. My grandma is such a badass. We'll just be real. My mom is a motherfucking queen. Like, my mom and grandma, they made me into the person that I am today, and I respect them so hard for that. Then my brother, you all know my brother. He's a character. He's an absolute character. I say if Regina George was ever a male, it would be my brother. So, yeah, he is such a character. Now, my cats, as you all know, I have a cat named Daisy. I love Daisy so much. She's my little queen. If you guys don't know, I love cats, and Daisy is my little, like, spirit animal. She's a beast, guys. She misbehaves so much, and she is so bad, but I love her. And then I have my cat, Oliver. He's a little mush a muffin. Oh, he's a little sweetheart. Fun fact, I wanted to name him Damon, but my mom wouldn't let me name him Damon. Because she's like, we're not naming him. I have to name him for the Vampire Diaries. If I ever get a cat of my own, his name will be Damon. And if it's a girl, her name's going to be Catherine. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to name my cats. Okay, just so you know. Or if I get a dog, I want to name it Catherine if it's a girl, Damon if it's a boy. Okay, I really like the name Damon. Just going to clarify that. And Catherine. Catherine's a pretty name, too. So, yeah. Some other fun fact about me is that I have ADHD, obviously. I got diagnosed with ADHD at the age of 6. Honestly, ADHD makes me who I am today. I'm so hyper because of it and energetic. And I feel like that's what makes me, is my ADHD. What's some other fun facts about me? I'm trying to think. Oh, okay. So when I went to a high school where there was me and then two other boys doing social media. One boy was doing Twitch and TikTok. I think he still does it. And the other one was a rapper. And I'm pretty sure they both still do it. But I was one of the only girls in my senior class to graduate with a podcast following. So isn't that cool? I also won most talkative in my yearbook for senior year with Mizzy. You all know Mizzy. He was a guest on here. We won most talkative. And apparently it was like, it was so close. Like, oh, it was crazy. I love that everybody just thinks that I talk. Well, I do talk that much, but I don't think I talk as much as Mizzy. Well, maybe I do. Am I really that bad? Who knows? But yeah, I'm also a very big advocate to mental health. Let's talk about that a little bit. Mental health is something that I find so important. You know, it's okay to not be okay and go get the help you need. It's something that I've just found very important till this day. And obviously, like, I do my thing to keep my mental health on track. I talk to my therapist. I talk to somebody here up at school. Just get the help you need. Like, it's okay. Like, don't be afraid. I've always found it to be important, especially bullying. I've been bullied from high school. I mean, from elementary school to now. And I find that to be so important. Like, obviously, so important. Like, I'm still being bullied in college, but, like, you know, it will get better. As time passes, things will get better. You know, people just don't just judge you right away. Like, just don't judge a book by the cover. It's that easy. Okay, that's another thing that I found important. I also love butterflies. This is so off topic. I love butterflies. Like, they're my favorite thing ever. And, you know, butterflies are just, like, my life. And angel numbers. Okay, manifestation. Okay, I believe in manifestation. 100%. I believe in zodiac signs. My favorite zodiac sign is Libras. That's who I'm, like, besties with, or Libras. And I believe in manifestation, 444, angel numbers and all that. Like, I just manifest my future. That's what I do. I manifested everything in my life, basically. So, yeah, I really do believe in manifestation, okay? Just want to put that out there. Like, I love angel numbers, 444, 999, 111. Like, 444 are my angel numbers, though. And I really do believe in that. I believe in guardian angels too and all that spiritually. Just stuff like that makes me who I am today, basically. Now, another fun fact is that I've won a couple community service awards. I won one with my church, a community service award. I won my elementary school had a scholarship, and I won that scholarship. And actually, the scholarship was given to me by my actual old special education teacher. And everything I wrote in that scholarship essay was actually very true and was actually things that had happened to me in my real life. And then lastly, I had won a principal achievement award in my senior year as well. So I have won some scholarships. I'm a very good writer. I don't think you guys know that about me. I'm very good at writing. I just found that out recently, and it's something that I take very seriously. I want to write a book one day, like, about my life. Trust me. If I could write about my senior year of high school, you all would be shocked. There's a lot that I haven't told you guys about my senior year. I'm waiting till the timing's right to talk about it, because obviously there's something that had happened my senior year that I'm just waiting till the timing's, like, perfect so I can talk about it. So wait, it will happen soon. Don't worry. But yeah, I love to tell stories. So, you know, my life has always been full of craziness and chaotic, and that's what I bring here to A Man's World, is things that I find interesting, things that I just want to talk about in general. I interview people who I just find interesting, and I've gotten to do some amazing, incredible interviews with some amazing, incredible, talented people. I've gotten to meet people who I thought I'd never get into meet, and this is why we have A Man's World, to bring you guys on to this journey of things that I find interesting. I feel like a lot of people don't realize that, I didn't realize that so many people had listened to my podcast. I didn't realize that, like, so many people listen to me every single week. Like, it's crazy, honestly. And I appreciate you all so much. Like, I wouldn't be where I am today without my listeners. Like, I'll be so honest with you. I really wouldn't be where I am today without my listeners, my friends, and family. So from the bottom of my heart, I really just want to say thank you to you guys. And thank you for joining the journey of Amanda Penny. And I'll see you guys for Thursday's upload. Like, actually, guys, thank you so much for everything. If you listen to this whole episode, just know that I have so much love for all of you. Listen, I really, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you for everything, A Man's World. You guys are my family, and thank you. Stay tuned for Thursday's upload. Make sure you go check out the links to the organizations that I linked below. Make sure you go check out my socials, and I'll see you guys for Thursday's upload.